Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogan. Pastor Ben Ogan is the founder and president of Ben Ogan Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
The title of our message is The Bread of God. John chapter 6, reading verses 33 to 36. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me, and believe not. He says that the bread of God is he which came down from heaven and comes to give life to the world. And they didn't know what he's saying. They said, Lord, evermore give us of that bread. He said to them, I am the bread of God. I am the bread of life that came down from heaven. Anyone that cometh to me shall never hunger. And anyone that believe in me shall never thirst, can never be empty. He'll be filled with the truth, saith Jesus. He said, but you have both seen me and you believe not. That's amazing. He said, they have both seen him. What is he saying to us? He said, the world is looking at him. That mankind have both seen him and they don't believe that he is the bread of God that came down from heaven. You know, when Satan, the devil, tempted Jesus in the days of his flesh, see what the book of Luke record for us in Luke chapter 4, verses 3 and 4 of it. And the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. He says that God created mankind not to live by physical bread alone. Then we are to eat every word of God. What is that every word of God? It says all scriptures is every word of God. That all came by the inspiration of God. That we are to live by him. That is, we are to eat him. We are to eat the truth. That is why it says, I am the bread that came down from heaven. What is he saying? That I am the word of God. That man does not live by bread alone. God created us so that we would live by the word of God. That is, we would eat the truth of the word of God. How do we do that? We will believe on him whom God has sent. He said, you have both seen me and you believe not. That bread is himself. That bread is the word of God, which he said we should live by. And that the world is looking at this bread and they don't believe. And as such, they are empty of the truth of God. See what he said in John chapter 5, reading from verse 44. How can ye believe which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom ye trust. For had ye believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if you believe not his writings, how shall ye believe my words? It says that how can the word believe when they receive honor of one another? That is, they are thinking of themselves only and not mindful of he that came from above, from heaven, that he didn't come to accuse anyone, but that Moses, in whom they believe, is the one that would accuse them. The Moses they said they trust in, that Moses wrote of him. Do you know what he's saying? That the writing of Moses is the word of God. That Moses wrote, and that writing is not the writing of Moses, not the word of Moses, but the word of God. That Moses wrote of him, that the scriptures is the word of God, not the word of Moses. And that he is that word of God. Jesus says that the writing of Moses is myself. And that if you don't believe that what Moses wrote is the word of God, how can you believe what the word of God is saying? That's why he said, you have both seen me and you don't believe. When he said, I am the bread that came down from heaven, they said, ever give us of that bread. He says, but I am the bread of God. What does that mean? I am the word of God that came down from heaven. That you have both seen this word of God, this writing of Moses, you don't believe that the word of God, the scripture, is that bread of God, which came down from heaven, that God gave the word to Moses to give to the people. The law was given to the Israelites by God through Moses. That word that came to Isaiah the prophet is the word of the Lord. The prophecy of Jeremiah is the word of the Lord. That the writing of Ezekiel is the word of the Lord. That Jesus is the word of the Lord that came down from heaven. But he said they have both seen him and they don't want to eat the truth of this word. That's what he's saying. That the truth of the Bible is that this is the word of the Lord indeed. That the scripture is the word of God, and that we should eat the Bible as the word of the Lord, the word of a loving Father, so that when we eat and take to his truth, we will not perish, like he sent his word to the Israelites in Egypt, and that they should take the lamb, take the blood, and put it on the doorpost. The Israelites obeyed that word which he sent to them, that word became their Passover from death unto life. When they believe the word, that means they have eaten the word. You see, when we take to what God says, we have eaten that word. It is not natural. That's why it says man does not live by physical food alone, but by every word of the Lord. That he is that bread that came from heaven, which a man will eat, he will never die. That when they ate that word in Egypt, they passed from death to life. That when the word of the Lord came to Noah, that it is only Noah he found faithful who ate the word, who believed that the end of all flesh has come. And so he ate the word. That's how we eat him. We believe to the saving of our soul that he is the bread that came from heaven. We must believe that the writing of Moses is the word of the Lord. That indeed all scriptures, see what Luke 24 says. Luke chapter 24. Hear what Jesus said to his disciples. Luke 24, reading from verse 25 of it. Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. You see, so all the scriptures are the word of God. So he expounded to them, he preached the word of God to them, that this writing of Moses is the word of the Lord. This prophecy of Elijah the prophet is the word of the Lord. That the word of the Lord came to holy men and they spoke as they were moved by the eternal spirit. He preached Christ to them. That Christ is the word of God. That proceeded from the infallible God, from the spirit himself. That no one of the scripture can fail. Because they are the word of God indeed. He said, oh, you fools and slow to believe all that the prophet has spoken. Don't you know it's not the word of the prophet? That this ought Christ not to have suffered and enter into his rest? That Christ came and was made flesh to suffer? How? To bring us to the knowledge of God. He was made a human to give us understanding. That we might know that he is the word of God. That word that God says we must eat. He said after such a long time, again in David, he said, today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart, because in the temptation in the wilderness, they refused to eat it. For 40 years, he says, he called on them. He said, eat me, drink me. They will not. And he said, he was grieved with that generation. And he said again, Jesus cannot be changed. The word of God cannot be changed. You must eat this word. You must eat the truth of this word, that this Bible is the word of God indeed. And then he came. And he died so that he can bring us to God. He said, oh, you fools and slow. I have been preaching the word of the Lord to you. I have been preaching the Holy Scripture to you. Look at verse 44 of Luke 24. And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Do you know that the law of Moses is the scripture? The writing and of David in the Psalm is holy scriptures? And that all the testimony of the prophet is the holy scriptures? It says that this is what I've been speaking to you. That all they spoke of is me, is the word of the Lord. That I am the word of the Lord. I am Christ. The word of the living God that God sent me. Anyone that believes in me believes in God who sent me. Anyone that received me, Jesus says, receive he that sent me. That God so loved the word that gave us his word. That whosoever believeth that this scripture, this holy Bible is the word of the Lord, he says he will have everlasting life. He has passed from death unto life. For he is the living Son of God. Jesus says, the words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are living. It will save your soul. There's not another Savior that when they believed, they were saved from death. That all who have been saved, they believe the word. They took to the word of God. They say, whosoever shall believe in his heart, the word of God, and confess with his mouth, he say he shall be saved. Scripture cannot be broken. That all that is written of him in the law of Moses, in the prophet, and in the Psalms must be fulfilled. In verse 45, then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. That the scriptures is that bread of God that came down from heaven. That's why he says you have both seen him and you don't believe. What's remaining to believe in him? He said there remaineth a rest for the people of God. They have not believed that this word in the Holy Bible is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God that abided forever. That all flesh is as grass. All the glory of the flesh is like the flower of the grass. He said, you that are honoring one another, how can you believe when we are mindful of the flesh? He said, how can we believe in the scriptures? That it takes repentance, a change of heart, repentance towards God, and faith in his word to be saved. that I am that bread of God, Jesus says. He said he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. That's why Peter, whose understanding was open, wrote this in 2 Peter chapter 1, reading from verse 19. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart. He said the truth of the Bible is whom we are preaching to you, until he arises in your heart. Until this day dawn, this day star arise in our soul. Who? The Holy Bible. As the Son of the living God. He said, you do well if you take heed to this sure word of prophecy. Verse 20. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. He said, every scripture is the word of the Holy Ghost. The word of he that created us, that by the same word he created the heavens and the earth. That this is his word, which is Christ. That Christ, by Christ, God created all things, both visible and invisible. Where is that Christ? He said, I am that bread of God that came down from heaven, which a man will eat and he will never die. That man does not live by physical food alone, but by every word of God. That we are to eat the truth of the scriptures. That the truth of the scripture is that he is the bread of God, the living bread of God, which a man will eat, he will never die. Jesus says, my flesh is meat indeed. Don't you see? Is food indeed. My blood is drink indeed, except we eat him and drink him. He said, we don't have God in us. We don't have that living God in us. That means we don't have life, because he is the only one that has immortality. He's the only living. He's only the word of God is living. Jesus said that the flesh profits nothing. Flesh are dead. He said we are dead. But our made life is hid with Christ in God. Who is Christ? The word that came from heaven. The living word in the Bible. Apostle Peter said, take heed. See what Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3. Reading from verse 15. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. See, he said he want to furnish us with the truth. He want to make us rich in Christ. He want us to have the knowledge of God. He said, this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus whom thou hast sent. That bread whom God sent is the Holy Bible. He said, Timothy, you have known him from a child. You know the truth. The word of God is the truth. That is the truth God. That is able to make you wise. You know the scripture, make one wise. Jesus says if you continue him, you will know the truth. You will know that he is that bread that came down from heaven, which a man would eat, he will never die. That his flesh is meat indeed. You will eat the truth of this Bible until he will make you wise. He says it's for correction. He corrects us and drives ignorance from us. He drives evil heart of unbelief from us, so that we can believe in him. Jesus says, you are cleansed by the words I have spoken unto you. Don't you see he's speaking to us? He says, I am that bread that came down from heaven. Who? The Holy Scriptures. He said, which a man would eat, he can never die. He's able to fortify you. He's able to make you wise so that you don't fall into the hand of the devil. He said, the tempter came to tempt him. He said, if thou be the Son of God, change this stone to bread. He said, that Satan, you got it wrong. That man does not live by bread alone. That's not what God is saying. God is telling us concerning his bread. God is not confused. His bread is his word, which he gave unto us to eat. That is the bread of God. Oh, you Satan. He said, when you take to the scripture, you will reject the devil. You reject the doctrines of men. You reject hypocrites who have nothing to do with God. He says, eat me. Eat what? Eat the truth of Christ. Christ, he said, you have both seen him, you don't believe. They stumble at the Bible, stumble at the word. Who? The builders. He said, this is the stone the builders disallowed, which is the chief cornerstone that Moses wrote of me. That Moses' writing is the word of the Lord. That Ezekiel prophecy is the word of the Lord. That all scriptures came by the Holy Spirit. Eat it. Drink him. There's not another God coming. There's not another word of God coming than this word which he has given to us. For he so loved us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He shed his blood for us. And gave us this word that is able to make us wise. That we will not fall into the hand of the serpent. He was able to make us wise so that we don't fall into the doctrines of men. That God is preaching his Christ to us. What is that Christ? The one holy Bible he has given to us, that there is only one spirit and one body. That body is the body of this book. Came by the Holy Spirit, the one God. And that we all are called to this one body. To be baptized by this one Holy Spirit that gave us this one Bible. So that he will abide in us, we will abide in him. That there is one baptism, one hope, one call, one faith, one freedom. That he, the Son of God, if we've set you free, you'll be free indeed. Who is that Son of God? He said, I'm the bread that came down from heaven. I am the bread of God. Which, when you eat, you cannot die. That means the word will be alive unto you, will be alive unto him. The day you leave the Bible, he says, you are dead. That's why anyone that turns away from the scripture is dead, because he is the living. He said, if you continue in me, you'll be alive. That I am the true vine. My Father is the planter. Any branch that abides in me, he will keep producing. But anyone that departs from the Bible is dead, because they have eyes, they can see. Ears they have, they can hear what the Spirit says. The Spirit says, this is my beloved Son. In whom I will please hear you him. He's telling them of the bread that came down from heaven. Does he ever give us this bread? He says, I am the bread. You have seen the writing of Moses. You have seen the prophecy of Jeremiah. You have heard of the testimony of the apostles. Oh, you fools and slow to believe all that was spoken of them. Of Christ not to have been dead and resurrected again. That the word was made flesh. That this word, this testimony came as a human being. And that God was in the man Christ Jesus. Who, the God of the Bible. That eternal speaker was in the man Christ Jesus, the Holy Ghost. And then he was speaking to humanity. He says, look, take to my word. That heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word cannot pass away. That I that spoke, I am eternal. And my word is eternal. Is your lifeline, is the only bread that you can eat and you will not die. Once you eat me, there's nothing that can kill you. You have passed from the dead to the living. That I am that living one. And then you'll be wise. You can't fall into the trap of the devil again. See what it says to us. John chapter 8. Reading verses 31 and 32. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him. If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. He did not hide the truth from us. He says, if you continue in my word, he said, these are my words. Where? The words that Moses wrote. The one that all the prophets spoke of, the book of the Psalms. He says, my word. If you continue in my word, then you my disciples indeed. Then because you continue, you will know the truth. I will change you because I am the truth. If you keep looking unto me, I will change you from glory to glory. You will be seeing this perfect one, this perfect law of liberty. You will see the Son of God, that Jesus is the Son of God. That the scripture is the Son of the living God. That God gave birth to the Bible. That God is a spirit. That spirit says, if you continue in my word, you are my disciple indeed. Because I am word. And then you will know me. You will know me how? By the voice of my word. You will know my voice. You say, my sheep hear my voice. They follow me. You follow the voice of this eternal spirit. That's why he said, he that has ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says. Let him hear what the Holy Spirit says. That no one of the scripture came privately. It came by the Holy Spirit. There's no any other word of the Holy Spirit in this whole entire universe except this Holy Bible and this Bible alone. That's why he said there's no salvation in any other except this one book of God that he prepared him for us. He says, it's me. He's not just telling us, quoting the scripture. No, he said, eat this scripture as the word of the Holy Spirit himself. That's what he wants us to eat. And that this word of the Holy Spirit is Christ, the living Son of God, that abides forever. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. This sure word of prophecy, Apostle says, take to him. You would have passed from the dead to the living. What's the dead? To be carnally minded is the dead. He said, you will no longer be carnally minded. You will be Christ minded. You'll be mindful of the word of God. You'll be mindful of that eternal God that created us in the beginning. That in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. By him all things were created. He is self-existing, living, operating, and he abided forever. He says, I am God. There is none else except this holy word of God. We must eat the truth of it. He says, if you don't, you will see him. But he said, it will not be well for such one because he is coming. Those who reject him say, well, they'll have lamentation. But those who receive him will have joy because he is that joy. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.